9.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Hump Day Wednesday, June 26, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com. I want to remind you that there is some huge savings for all of the product lines in the old warehouse in Minnesota. Mike Lindell is building a state-of-the-art new warehouse. The docks for the semi-trucks are going to have extended protected. This is unbelievable. I've never even heard of this. I've never even seen it. Wind tunnels. When you go to dock their doors, you're not going to do an open dock. You're not going to hit an open dock. You're literally going to dive into the opening of the wind tunnel, get your angle proper, your attitude, they call it. You make a right, you drive straight forward down painted lines to line up perfectly. He said it's about almost 60, 70 yards long on the painted lines. You square up the wind tunnel and you back your entire trailer with your doors already open. You back your entire trailer into this wind tunnel. In that wind tunnel is going to be a ventilation, vacuuming, cleaning the air filtration system. Completely sucking out any dust, dirt, whatever you have on the inside of your trailer, the exterior of your trailer, and even your cab. Once you get in there, you hit their dock, the rubber bumpers they have on the building, they then will close the wind tunnel. You'll literally be in a cave. And they're going to suck out all the impurities, all the dust, dirt, whatever. Your truck will actually literally get vacuumed, the trailer and the outside of your tractor. Obviously, the engine's turned off. Then they don't have swing doors. They have roll-up doors to the warehouse that will electronically open and continue to suck all of the impurities out of your trailer. It'll run it through a filtration system. State-of-the-art new factory is dust-free. High-load drivers, they're wearing hair nets. They have footies on their shoes, almost like a scientific lab. You've seen, you know, CSI shows and things like that, hazmat laboratories. That's what it's going to look like on the inside of this new warehouse. All of their equipment, all of their new inventory is going to be put into the state-of-the-art warehouse come late August, he said, or first week or so in September. That's the plan. Because of this dust-free environment, state-of-the-art, robotics involved in the pulling of your order, high-load drivers putting it, wrapping it, shrink-wrapping it, putting it on a pallet, then filling up the semis, then the door shut to the factory, the curtain opens, and the semi-driver drives out, you go out quickly and shut your doors. He has to get rid of all of his old inventory. What you do is very simple. Go to the website, MyPillow.com. Shop away. Get everything you need. I absolutely highly recommend the new MyPillow 2.0. I have not sweated one night since I've had that pillow. It's got this cooling fabric on the outside. I don't even understand how it works, but it does. The towels are unbelievable. On the towels, wash them. They're shrink wrapped, condensed down, packed down. They're flatter than a pancake, flatter than a piece of paper. Wash them, warm water, fabric softener, put them in the dryer with sheets. These things come out like an inch and a half thick. I mean, literally, they are so absorbent, it's unbelievable. Giza Dream Sheets. Oh, my God. It's fantastic. So bottom line is, shop away, put it in your basket, go to checkout, see how much you spent, $300, $400, $500, $600, I don't care what it is. Go to the promo code box and put in one word, Trucker Randy. Hit apply and see how much you get off. Folks, some of these items are 50, 60, 70, 80% off using the Trucker Randy promo code. Now, if you're not able to use it on a computer or on your phone, to go to MyPillow.com, shop away, place an order, put in the promo code Trucker Randy, you can call an operator that has our promo code in it for these savings. 800-654-9659. Again, 800-654-9659. If you didn't write it down or text it, send me a text message. Just give me TR for Trucker Randy, the promo code. Again, lowercase, uppercase, no problem. Just make sure you don't put a space. It's one word. Trucker Randy, two R's together. And I'll text you the screenshot for the 800 number. When you call it, they already have the Trucker Randy promo code on the operator's screen. Shop away, get what you want, save a ton of money. We have to empty out the old warehouse. We have got to get rid of it. He's not moving it into the new building. So greatly appreciate that. Little housekeeping during the interview with Caitlin. Patriot Pat, congratulations, Caitlin. My niece, Angelica, just achieved her PhD from Texas A&M. I understand what you had to do. Amazing. Good job. So I will forward that to her and let her know. Our beef farmer, Black Angus Beef from Montana, Cliff Tellini over in Onaway. Cliff, you got to text me and let me know how we're doing on catching up with your sales. We oversold his inventory. His animals were being raised and processed, and hopefully he's going to be back taking on new clients, new customers here this summer. He said, Randy, the problem is 80% veterinarian students are females that get accepted to go into the vet program. And that does not help the huge shortage that we have in large animals, farm type veterinarians. Well, the good news is Caitlin is going to specialize in large animals. Now, don't be a sexist pig and don't think she can't do it because she's a girl. I would not want to wrestle with Caitlin. I can tell you that. Dr. Jeff has told me she's very strong and she's going to do a great job expanding his ability to service all the farms here in Northern Michigan and the UP. So, yeah, don't be a sexist now, Cliff. I'm teasing. For some reason, Downstate Kim is having an issue. Let's see. Can't help. Don't know what to do. You got to reset. You got to reboot. She's saying she's having problems getting on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. All systems are up and running, guys, so I have no idea. We're going to shift gears. We're going to talk about Lansing. We're going to talk about the budget. We're going to talk about them heading out of legislative session. Kind of very interesting, the dynamic that's going on down there. Republicans trying to make amendments, Democrats denying them. Very, very, very interesting dynamic going on. Window dressing. Let's talk about the budget specifically regarding, again, the governor wanting to divert funds from the teachers' retirement system. House Democrats yesterday passed legislation described by one observer as being, quote, window dressing, end quote. It reduces the amount of money teachers and school districts are required to pay into the teacher retirement system. The problem is the House passed bill, which actually has been supported by the education lobby, can't be acted on by the Senate until next week. Both chambers are expected to adjourn for the summer by tomorrow. Looking at the fiscal year budget, it's set to move either today or tomorrow, Thursday. But here's the problem. The content of House Bill 5803 is part of the final budget plan. But the language of the bill will need to be substituted in the Senate chamber, SB 911, and passed by the House. So if they can get it through the Senate, they got to get it back to the House for their approval before they leave tomorrow. Most likely the scenario is that the intent of both bills, which is going to reduce the teacher and school district payments into their retirement system, will now be part of the school aid fund budget. And that isn't expected to move until tomorrow. The House voted out Democrat State Representative Matt Cozar from Plymouth, a bill that codifies the repeated request by Michigan school associations to reduce the public schools' contributions into the state entire employees' retiree system, which is known as MIPSERS. They're reducing it by 7%, also eliminating another 3% for their health care contributions. These are requirements for the school employees associated with all other post-employment benefits, OPEBs. His bill has been supported by 13 education associations. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state rep.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot. at Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment, wrapping up this MPSRs stealing theft by Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats, which is beyond me. I do not understand how she was able to sell this other than she has their total support. 13 education associations who preferred it to be approved with the proposed $600 million annual investment in order to reform the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund. Folks, this fund is supposed to have died next year in 2025. But she has sold this to the teachers union in 13 associations, which is very interesting because this payment was supposed to continue to fix the unfunded liabilities in that retirement account. That was done by Rick Snyder and the Republicans when they had control of both the House and the Senate years ago. Well, evidently, she's convinced them that in order to get more jobs, more families, more kids into Michigan schools, they need to steer this money into her corporate friends account. What do I mean by that? Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund, folks, you know what they do? They give money. They give grants. They give tax abatements to businesses outside of the state of Michigan as a carrot to lure them to come to our state. They promise, well, if you give us, you know, $200 million, we'll create 13 jobs. And this governor and the Democrats in control in the House and the Senate go, oh, okay, that sounds like a good investment, good return on investment. You know who these corporations are? People that are willing to turn around and donate to the Democrats in Michigan. This is money laundering at its finest. And based on our laws, it's legal if you're a Democrat. While any diversions is made possible by these other post-employment benefits, which is reaching nearly fully funded status, the Republicans believe the money shouldn't be diverted at all and should continue to go towards paying down the unfunded liability debt, which still has a ways to go. But guess what? The Republicans didn't get their way. House Bill 5803 passed along party lines. All the Democrats voted for it, 56. All 54 Republicans voted against it. Three of the Republicans Sarah Leitner in Springport, Kathy Schmaltz in Jackson, and Elisa St. Germain in Harrison Township did not vote. All three Republicans. Why? Because they're being challenged very strongly by Democrats. The bill was substituted on the floor last week of the House, which one source familiar with the proposal said was done to ensure the numbers were up to date as much as possible. House 2 version of HB 5803 would incrementally phase in the 7% reduction, this being the unfunded actuarial accrued liabilities, the UAALs, contributions required of Michigan public schools. The cap would drop from its current 20.96 down to 14.56 for this upcoming fiscal year 24-25, and will drop another half a point in fiscal year 25-26. Additionally, the substitute bill eliminates 3% school employee contributions towards health care benefits. This was a negotiated benefit that the teachers got back in September of 2012, the year I went on the radio. That's how long it's been. According to House Fiscal Analysis updated numbers, the bill's removal of the school district floor provisions 1 year early is going to reduce the fund by $669.4 million for the budget they're voting on today or tomorrow. Education groups also previously said reducing the MIPSR's contribution will bring about substantial cost savings to public school districts. What? $450 to $600 per student annually. How is that even possible? Kolesar, a former teacher, said he believes the bill will take Michigan a great deal closer to the goal of ensuring schools have all the resources they need, along with pension liabilities, will be paid off on time. This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity to further invest in Michigan kids. Okay, am I missing something here? They're diverting funds to pay a fiscally responsible plan to pay off the unfunded liabilities for the teacher's retirement account. They're spinning it that this is good for the kids and local public schools. Only in Lansing Democrat minds can you figure out this logic. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Big Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done?